What's up, family?
What's up, family? How y'all doing?
And welcome back to another episode.
Going to cause an argument?
That is the name of this podcast. It is a weekly podcast that we do. And I am one of your hosts, That Chick Angel, also known as Angel Lakita Moore. And who are you,
baby? I'm your other host, Marcus Tanksley. We are husband and wife of 13 years.
Yes, of going on 13 years.
Yeah.
You can listen to this podcast on Google Play, SoundCloud, iTunes, YouTube, and we are working on Spotify. It might actually be ready for Spotify when you actually hear this podcast. Fingers crossed.
Absolutely, we're working on it.
Tell them what this podcast is about, baby.
Podcast is a little bit about everything. It's about relationships, current events, bettering ourselves, things that we're going through, things that our family is going through. Our family meaning you all, the people that are listening. If you have subscribed to this, consider yourself family.
We tell we got good storytelling.
Yeah,
coming
storytelling
down your way.
Apparently we found that out through you all that we are good storytellers.
Overall, this podcast is filled with humor and inspiration. So,
yeah, and an argument here and there.
Yeah, which is typical. So make sure wherever you're listening or watching to this that you rate, review, and follow us. We appreciate the love, and that allows us to be able to do this more consistently.
Absolutely. You can reach Angel across all platforms at That Chick Angel. You can reach me on Instagram and Facebook at Marcus Ain't On The Gram and Marcus Ain't On The Book.
And then you can find the podcast on Instagram at Is This Gonna Cause An Argument? And I'm about to start a Facebook page specifically for it, so you'll be able to catch it there as well.
Also, check out our merch. We have t-shirts there. One new one will be available here pretty soon. Two new ones that will be available as soon as we get the samples and are okay with it.
Yeah.
And
man shit, as you can see on his head.
Yeah, that's what I was about to get into next. Man shit, M-A-N-S-H-Y-T. Y'all can go to manshit.com. You can see the page that has like three. I can't get on that page.
The Get Man Shit?
Yeah, at Get Man Shit. On Instagram.
What happened? You don't know the password?
No, it's not logging on. Like, I can't log on at all. Anyway, you can go there to find that.
To find beard
and
body
butter.
Beard and
body butter. It's 100% natural, organic. I make it myself right here. Cook it up in the kitchen just like it's illegal.
Just like it's
everybody
illegal
that sees me doing that process, they like, Marcus, you know, you got kids here. What are you doing right now? Like, I'm just making my man shit.
It makes him even more attractive to me that he has that edge that he might be doing something
but,
illegal.
I've been using it for a lot, much longer than what has been on sale, but y'all can check it out. I don't know if you're watching, you can see my beard and my grays. I was told what's her name? Chick that has a really big following with all the beautiful hair.
Oh, Whitney from Natural 85.
Yes. Yeah, Whitney. She was like, oh, I can tell your beard is very moist. I was like, yeah.
But do you know what he's moisturizing it with, sis? Me. All right, guys. So we got a great suggestion from you all. As I mentioned in our last podcast, we are now bulk shooting. So it's even though we're doing it every week as far as in uploading, we are trying to shoot majority of it at the top of the month. So our previous segment in our feelings doesn't really work because that's like a segment talking about what's going on in the week in our lives.
Yeah.
So somebody, one of the family, Ronisha Field, made a suggestion that I really like. She pulled it from How Married Are You? I think that's the name of the podcast. It's by Belief and his wife. And they have a segment where they talk about their brown babies. They also a couple, married couple that live in California with four kids. And they do a little segment about their kids. So we decided one of our alternating segments would be Pride Story. Sorry, guys. That was disgusting. I've been drinking tea and it just came up out. Our kids have an Instagram page called Tanksley Pride. So Pride Story is going off of that name. So I'll start off with my story. Mm. I'm not one of those parents, you know, I was raised, I'm not sure if you were raised this way, Marcus, where my mother would not want me to say that somebody told a lie. I wasn't really allowed to say that word. I was allowed to say fib. They told a story when I was younger. Were you all?
No, they ain't. The lie's a lie.
Right. So as for me in my house, especially one of my kids, he has the tendency to stray away from the truth. Yeah. So when he does, I'm like, stop lying, right? That is, I call it the ugly word that it is, lying. So because he's done this often, when we were shopping for Christmas, we were in Target and he saw this big Olaf doll, right?
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, mommy, grandma wants that for Christmas.
Yeah.
And I'm
thinking. He came to me with a similar thing. Like, he brought me her phone And I thought he was asking me to change her screensaver.
Oh, that was more, that was after Christmas. Yeah. That happened. Yes, yes. Yeah. I'm talking about before Christmas when I'm trying to get the rest of the stuff. We're all at the mall. You're by yourself and I got all of the kids. I was like, God, stop lying. And I'll keep going. Well, then eventually, sometime after Christmas, my mom goes, my mom says to them, y'all didn't give me my snowman for Christmas. And Kai tells her, well, mommy said I was lying. So that's why we didn't get it. Yes.
I'd have been so mad at you.
Shut up.
Like, not as Kai, but as me. I'd have been like, you?
And I went, so then mommy finally tells me. And I was like, Mom, you didn't. I said, you didn't tell me this. So I thought that Kai was lying. And she said, yeah, that's what he said. And that's when he decided to bring you the phone. That's during that whole cycle. Oh, yeah. Is when he decided to bring you the phone.
I'm like, what do you want me to do? He was like, Olaf, we got to get Olaf for grandma, but it's a secret. You can't tell her. Mm-hmm. I'm like, so what you want me to do? He's like, I want you to get Olaf from her phone. But it's a secret.
Yes.
Don't tell her. I'm like,
he wanted you to order that.
I'm like,
boy,
I'm like, Mark, I'm like, Kat, and I thought the same. I'm like, Kat, go on. Ain't nobody doing that. So then her mom came and explained to me, like, no. He was supposed to get me this. So I'm like, oh. No. So I'm like, well, how about I order it from my phone so she don't know it? He's like, okay.
So I, last night, decided to apologize to Kai. And this is where this whole story is going, is that I could have left it the way it was and just been like, oh, well, if he didn't lie so much, I would have believed him. But I didn't want for him to think that I am too old or to have too much authority over him to not apologize, because I did feel bad. He was really trying to tell me the truth about something, but it seemed so far-fetched. But I should have known if dealing with my mom far-fetched is possible.
It's normal.
It is absolutely possible. So I want to know that from y'all. Is it sometimes hard for you to apologize to your child? Because that is really humbling to have to be like, you know what, little four-year-old that can't even spell past your name. I was wrong.
I've had to apologize to him a whole bunch. It don't bother me. Come here, buddy. My bad. I'm sorry. Yeah. I was wrong.
Yeah. So,
but they always doing something. And it's just natural reflex to just flip off on them.
When you
like, why would you do that, man? What was you thinking? It's like, but daddy, I did this because of that. Ah.
But okay, have you ever, do you recall your parents apologizing to you when you were a kid about something?
No, they never apologized to me about
that. That is not how I was in particular raised. It was just like, I had to deal with the fact that my mother made the best decision that she thought she was making the best decision in the moment. And if she was wrong, I should just know that in my head. There was no apology needed.
He was thinking way too far into it. I was just like, all right, they was wrong.
Right, no, I didn't. No. At the time, I wasn't. I'm saying that's what they expected from us, is just, you just deal with them being wrong, no apology. So, yeah, let me know if you have kids. Are you an apologizing parent, or are you just like, listen, you just need to be grateful that I care about you? Oh, well.
I do enough for you.
Right. What's your pride story?
My pride story is basically when I was off work for the holidays, seeing Cy and Kai and these personalities that they have. It seemed like, I don't know if it came all of a sudden or if it's just things that I didn't notice before. Because I, you know, work so much or I'm working from the house. And I've been like, Cy with all his facial expressions and the way he started explaining stuff. I think, was that a recent thing?
It's more and more. It's been building up more and more and more.
All these facial expressions. Then Kai, well, I've always noticed it about Kai, but watching Kai process, like, he's actually the one I always mess with Angel about. Like, he looks nothing like me, but he's actually the one most like me. Mm-hmm. Watching him process through things, like, watch him, he's always in deep thought about things. And I was the same way as a kid. I didn't know it at the time. But when I think back on my childhood, I'm like, yeah. Like, even now, I'm always, like, Angel asked me, what's on your mind? I'm like, everything and nothing. I tell you that all the time. Like, what you think about? Everything and nothing.
Yeah.
But, like, I can, conversations that I have with Kai, I see him, like, process through. Like, he'll ask questions, and then he'll sit there and think. He'll get real quiet, ask some more questions, and then he'd be like, okay, and he'll walk off, but you can see, like, I can see the wheels turning, and he's like thinking about all the different avenues of this conversation.
Yes.
And I can see that he's doing that. I'm like, yep, that's me right there.
So you noticing, you feel like over the break, you notice how much more he is like you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, he is. Yes, Kai, I know a lot of people.
He's the one, you got to keep a close eye on him, too. I mean, you keep an eye on all your kids. But Kai, because he likes to, like me, he likes to figure things out. So he can do some dangerous things.
Like,
oh, I got this. Granted, he has the right state of mind and he has the right good intentions. Yes. But it's like, no, do not do that.
Do not do that at all. Yeah, Marcus, people love to say that Kai looks like Marcus.
No, they look nothing like
him. They don't. I mean, maybe when he gets older, we'll see more of the similarities, but they honestly don't look alike to me. Yeah. Like, sometimes I see a little flash of my husband in his face, but it happens so quickly.
The only time people say he looks like me, really, most people, is when he mean mugs. Like, he has that scour. And Marcus don't have it, but the other three, Amar, Cy, and Kai, they have my scour like that. Like, I was at the was at the New Year's Eve party, and somebody was like, somebody was like, dang, he looks just like you're talking about Amar. He looks just like his dad. Look, he even got his meme mug. I was smiling at the time, and I heard him say that. And I'm like, am I meme mugging right now?
Wait a minute. Speaking of my husband and not knowing that his meme mug is a meme mug, if you all haven't seen, go to our channel. We just uploaded a channel intro, right? And my husband hates his...
intro is dope.
He likes the intro, but intro he does dope. Not like but his solo moment. She got me doing this
Eddie Winslow from Family Matters. Yes. Even when we filmed it, I said, Angel, this is stupid. I'm not doing this.
I still love it.
She's like, just use it. So I'm at there acting like I'm working on my car, and I look up and do this cheesy 90s sitcom
He
smile.
Notices the camera. But here's the thing. Marcus isn't smiling. He keeps saying he looks at the camera and smiles. I'm like, that is not a smile.
That was a smile.
No, y'all look at it
and tell us.
You do a scout.
Nah.
Instead of, hey, how you doing? It's, you look like, what you doing on my property?
I look
property?
Like the same thing Eddie Winslow
did. No, you don't.
Hey, Dad.
You.
Hey, guys. Thanks for tuning in this week.
Well, we are thankful that they're tuning in.
No, I am
but
thankful.
You look like, why y'all on my property? You do not look like
this.
I'll smiling.
Show you that smile. that scour.
I promise. Go watch it and tell my husband that he has lost his mind.
But is it not cheesy? Let's say that.
Huh? Yeah, I wanted it cheesy.
Why? I have the only cheesy part in that whole thing.
I feel like I have
you don't.
A lot of
cheesy
moments.
Y'all, Angel looked like cheesy. It's her actual music video. Like Lambos and stuff parked outside.
But there are no Lambos.
Look like a 60-person film crew.
There's only one guy.
She's throwing up the peace sign, 360-degree camera angles, and here I am. This goofy smile.
But you got to do the dopest thing, which was pop a wheelie. You got to do
the dopest. The dopest was the drone fly away at the end.
Marcus, you have a car. You have a new car. You have a classic.
It's not new. You have a new truck that I let you drive.
See, this is why this is called. Anyway, is this going to cause an argument?
We are doing what Melissa said we shouldn't be doing.
My sister, I don't know if I could. No, I didn't catch this in the audio. My sister, who's an avid listener of the podcast, was like, you all need to get past that first part faster.
Was she talking about the social media?
Yeah,
she's
talking about
right
that.
To the topic?
No, social media.
Oh, like, okay. Yeah, that does get a little lengthy sometimes.
It's just because we're usually arguing with each other.
Well,
that's
you
why.
Just don't be so goddamn stubborn.
Oh my God, I'm going to hurt my husband. Anyways, we're jumping into the topic of the day. Topic of the day. What would you change about yourself? Obviously, we're still at the top of the year, so people are still getting their goals together. They're still trying to figure out what resolutions they want to make, what they want to work towards. So, again, I think this is a great topic for what's happening right now in a lot of people's lives. And while I believe in loving oneself, right, all about that self-love, I do feel like in order to grow as a person, a lot of times you have to recognize things that need to be fixed in you. Like you said last time, can't fix it if you don't know it's broke.
Yeah.
But I want to go a little bit deeper, not the like shallow things of, I wish I was. Well, being a better friend is not shallow, but not like surfacey stuff.
Yeah.
What is something that you absolutely deplore about yourself? Like when you think about it, you just like, I wish this was different. And it could be like, an actual action that you do. It could be personality or it could be physical. What do you deplore about yourself?
Let me see here. One thing I've always wanted to change about myself, and it's something that's actually I can change, is Like, we talked about it before, and we think we both basically linked it back to us being dyslexic. I wish I was a better reader aloud. Like, that's one thing I despise doing. Like, and I didn't realize it, I don't think, until I got older. Like, I think I was in this house when I was like, I have a problem. Because, like, I'll sit and I'll read books and stuff, and I'm sitting there reading. But when I'm like, Angel, check this out. And I had just read it fluently, and I go to read it to her, it's like, why can't these words come out of my mouth the way I want them to? And that's one thing I was like, that's something that I'd like despise about. like, what is the problem, Angel? It's like, you just got to do it more. You just got to read out loud. But you know how weird it is to sit there and read out loud to yourself? Like,
no, I mean, I do it all the time because of auditions.
Well, that's different.
Yeah, but no, it is. It's the same
thing. But you're prepping for something. Lines are different, one.
Yeah, no, no, no. I'm saying I know how weird it is what I'm saying, because I do it all the time. I'm having to read out loud all the time. And just to fill you all in, just in case you all are only listeners of the podcast and you don't know our vlog, because I talked about it on our vlog, we had two of our sons assessed for dyslexia. We found out that one definitely has developmental dyslexia, but as we were discovering this and having like the feeling that that might be the case, when we discovered some of the attributes of dyslexia, we realized we, both of us, have those attributes.
I didn't know it's genetic.
Yes. So we handed it down to our children. We found
all of this out. Like, wow, just like, let's see what's wrong with these dudes.
Right.
It's like, what?
Like, ooh, that's why. That's, for instance,
not like the typical, like we said last time, not like a typical Theo Huxtable.
Where letters look reversed in your head.
It's like a bunch of different forms.
For instance, one of the attributes, one of the positive attributes that I have gained over having dyslexia is that I have impeccable memorization skills. So when it comes to memorizing lines, I'm really good at it because my brain and I am it's the word when you're trying to replace them. Anyways, I can't think of the word. My memorization skills, because I'm trying to not have to read again. I'm trying to hurry up, memorize what I just read so that I don't have to go back and read it again. So that has caused me to have good memory skills. And then like Marcus being really great at working with his hands. That's another part of, it's just like,
I didn't see any of the like things that I have. I didn't see any of them in my dad, but, he was really good with his hands, and I'm like, was that from something else, or was he just good with his hands? Because they was good at math, like everything. Like, I don't know any.
Well, math is one of the things that people with dyslexia usually are good at. And Marcus is off the charts in math.
Who?
My son.
Oh. Like, you just lied to the family.
I'm off the charts with math, and so is little Marcus. That's compensate. That's the word.
Oh, compensation.
No, I was like coping. I was all over the place. But you compensate. But anyways, that's something you want to, that's something you deplore.
Yeah.
About yourself.
Yeah. It's quite annoying.
I got a couple of things that I deplore about myself.
Hold on. I ain't done.
Oh, you ain't done? Okay, well.
You said stuff I don't like. You should let me write it down.
Well, I gave you the show
notes.
The
other thing was more on the shallow end, but it's also deeper, is confidence. Like I talked about in the last podcast, 10 years ago, I am exactly where I was projecting to be today. Mm-hmm. Not exactly, because God be blessing me, so I'm actually a little further than that, just a little bit. So if I had the confidence that I wish I had, I would be much further.
Uh-huh.
It's basically just repeating basically what I said last week. Uh-huh. But that's one of those things. It's like second guessing myself, like we talked about. They talked about that in the sermon and everything. Like, I've been the person that's limited myself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one thing that I want to overcome. And I came to that realization end of last year. And this year, I'm just like, you know what? I'm just going to start trying my best to ignore that part. Right. Mm-hmm. My person, like, just completely exile it altogether.
Yeah. Something that I deplore about myself is my inability to keep things neat. I deplore it.
I didn't say nothing.
I know you didn't. Because it's more so, I am part type A in personality, very much so a leader, very much so, like, I'm actually organized most of the time in my head, very much so organized. That's the reason why I can produce so much content without a lot of help, is because I can keep all that stuff kind of sectioned off in my head. It does sometimes get a little messy up there, but pretty much it pisses me off when I cannot physicalize that in the non-mental sense, in the physical sense. I want a very neat office. I want a neat home where everything has a purpose. However, something in me feels nervous or scared to let certain things go as if I'm going to need it later.
Yeah, that's something that we talked about on the podcast before. And that was like one of our trigger points. Arguments between me and Angel. Yes. And Angel being needed, because it's like I even talked about like our different the ways we like to decorate or whatever. But Angel, I always told Angel, I was like, no, you like the thought of having this and that. Like, she has her office and she was setting up and the color theme and everything. And I was like, yeah. And I didn't know it at the time, but I was like, yeah, you like the thought of having all that, but you ain't gonna use this the way it should be used. Like, because I know Angel imagines walking into like this pristine office and sitting down and doing her work, but that ain't how it's gonna turn out. One, because she's because you're a multitasker and you do everything yourself,
right? And I don't want to have to, but I mean, right now that's the way it is with my financial picture currently, is that it makes more sense for me to take on the work. But there's like, so my office became the place where all the mail went to, and like I'm the only one that's putting the mail in the little expandable folder. See, I don't need that to be my task. In the expandable folders and stuff. And so when I can no longer focus on that job, then all the mail is piling up on my desk and I can't use my desk anymore. And so I deplore that about myself. That's even like with clothes. The fact of the matter is Marcus sees me purge all the time, but it looks like all these new clothes come from? 'Cause
you don't buy a lot of new clothes.
I don't, and I still, well, the only reason why I've bought
New clothes. Where's all these clothes coming from?
All these clothes. Well, because after having the baby, I still have not gotten back into the clothes that I could fit prior to.
Pregnancies. You buy stuff to fit at the time.
Yes. That's right. Okay. And so I'm like, I don't want to get rid of the stuff from Smallerville because that's where I'm headed to. However, I need to have something to wear across my butt currently. But yeah, it pisses me off. Truly. Yeah. I mean, I know eventually one day.
It pisses both of us off. But like since we've talked about it more, communication, we've talked about it more and more now that I see that is an issue with her. Like, you know, I don't fuss nearly as much.
You don't. And I'd be like.
And I came to the point to where I was like, I'm just going to start cleaning. And I try my best because clutter gives me anxiety. Of one of many things.
It gives me anxiety too.
So what happens is I'll come home or I'll see like a pile of stuff and I'm like, I got to clean that. So I go into this cleaning frenzy, and like I even with the like kids' toys, when I start cleaning, I'm telling them, clean everything up. Anything that's left on the floor is getting thrown away without like no remorse whatsoever. I'm like, got the trash can in one hand, broom in the other, and I'm just getting rid of stuff until that spot, like kitchen, room, living room, dining room, whatever it is completely clean.
Yeah.
So Angel come to me like, did you throw this away? I'm like, nah, probably not, but there's a good chance I did.
Yeah, that's the thing that would cause an argument, because I understand. It's just like, he's like, I got to clean it up. However, he is only cleaning up the space that he cares about, and he will throw the rest into a space that I care about. And so, and then
that's to avoid me throwing away something important.
Right. But then my anxiety then heightens even more because the space I care about looks a mess.
So we just walk around, not even screaming at each other, just yelling and screaming.
Inside of our heads. Yes. Just screaming inside of our heads. Something else that I really want to change about, deplore. You talking about like, oh Jesus, take it away from me. And it's gotten better, is the spirit of procrastination.
Yes.
Oh, Father God.
I got it four times this morning. I was laying there in bed. And one of the things is the procrastination brings on anxiety. I think I have a disorder.
Oh, bless you. That's why we about to both go to a therapist. We are.
I think I'm real. It's like, it's a lot of things that be triggering that. Like, what's going on?
But that's the big reason why I want to get a life coach and a therapist is because I know a lot of these mental things I have, there is something to it. Like, I know I'm not the only one suffering with this mess.
And a lot of it, I mean, because we both reaching for more and more growing pains, I believe.
I mean,
but learning how to cope with those growing pains.
I don't know how to fix them. No, well, like, yeah, this is a problem. This is a problem that I have not learned how to fix, that I have had all of my life. Mm-hmm. I have had a procrastination issues all of my life.
Yeah, I add that one to my list.
Let me tell you. When I was in first or kindergarten, I remember they would give like little things for people who had clean desks and people who had messy desks. My teacher gave me a pig. She said my desk was a pigsty. That's what she gave me. I still remember that. I still remember. So I know I've had this issue for a long time, but I don't remember my room ever being messy. But like my workspace specifically, well, now my room and my workspace, my workspace has always been an issue. But yes, those are the two things that I just... Because procrastination speaks to so many things. Procrastination speaks to why I still have this baby weight on me. It's not because, oh, Angel, be nice to yourself. I am being nice. I have the time to work out, yet I'm not. I am capable of
being too nice to myself. Exactly. That's the problem.
I'm capable of doing it. I have the capability to fix meals for myself every single day and for my kids. But then I wait until I'm too exhausted to do it, or I choose to do something else over it. My prioritizing is either wrong. And sometimes I'm prioritizing just watching TV for a little bit because sometimes my brain does need a break. But yet and still.
Dang, maybe that'll help with holding each other accountable.
We'll see.
Like learning how to hold each other accountable.
That's the how is really important.
Right now, when we hold each other accountable to the other person, it sounds like we're nagging or fussing. Mm-hmm. Like, I know it sounds like that from me to her, and it definitely sounds like that from her to me.
Yes.
Because this is like, why aren't you doing it? You could be doing that right now. I'm like, first of all, chill out. You don't know what I've been through all day.
But it just be, we just be coming up with excuses.
Yeah.
It'd be full blown. I'm just making up an excuse. I know exactly what you've been through today. I've been with you for I don't know how long. Yeah. I know what you've been through. You could still get it done.
It's like knowing how to say something to motivate somebody.
Yeah.
Like, simple things like that is crazy, because it's like just knowing how to talk to somebody or how to say things a certain way. Like, when my brother wakes me up, mm-hmm. he's one of the most gentle people to have wake you up. And it's different from anybody else waking me up. Like, I will wake up annoyed, and because he's always woken me up like that, uh-huh. you see my brother, especially when he wakes up, he seemed like he could wake up pissed off. Uh-huh. So in turn, I've always done the same to him. Uh-huh. But it's always like a gentle, like, Mark. Uh-huh. But like when I was in school, it's like, Mark, you got class today? Uh-huh. I'm like, oh, yeah, thank you. But it's like one of the most calming ways to wake somebody Aww. Up. But if it was like my mama, my daddy, my sisters, like, what? You know, like, why are you coming in here?
And yeah, not everybody is qualified for you to do everything for you. And that's the thing. That's even with us holding each other accountable. In some ways, I'm just not qualified, more than likely, even though I don't want to think that, to motivate you to do certain things. And the same for you. That's the reason why I'm like, I need a life coach, because I probably would be quicker to follow the steps of someone who is a trained professional.
Because it's even like that when you've told me to like hold you accountable for like what you eat, like your diet. And I'm like, Angel, why are you eating that? He was like, because this is what I want. And like, I don't know how to combat that other than being combative.
Right. And I can tell you exactly how to help me with that, to be honest.
No, I've helped you.
No.
You told me what to do, and I've done that, and it still don't work.
What if I told you to do?
You tell me what you want.
No, I've told you before. No.
Make suggestions?
Yes, because here's the thing. This is what I told you. I'm like, sometimes, yes, I need you to just leave me be. But you know what would make me feel like, okay, let me not eat this, is when you say, yo, you have really been doing so good. You've been looking so good. I need that positive reinforcement. Uh-huh.
But you know what will happen? Usually I catch you as you opening something or as it's going towards your mouth. When I say that, you be like, thank you, I'm going to treat myself.
Yeah, let me do it. And be like,
see, it's like,
but what it will do is it'll change what I do next. I won't continue, because sometimes once the ball starts rolling, I'll just keep pushing it down the hill and letting it, like, you know, the snowballs, mm-hmm. when it gets into a boulder, mm-hmm. I'll be like, okay, now let me pick up this little ball. Let me not let it go down the hill. I am going to eat.
Is that how it works? Oh, you are going to eat, but like, why not just, because that's what I want to do, is stop that in the tracks.
That's not what you're going to be able to do. Because I've already eaten it in my mind.
You are your mother's child.
But no, or if you want me not to ever get to that point, yes, you got to feed me all the positive compliments before I've even gotten to that point. Like, Angel, when I tell you, the way you have been showing discipline with your food.
I'm not going to lie to you, okay?
No, I'm saying before I get to... How you?
I was like, she didn't catch it.
Yeah, I did now. I'm saying if I've been doing well and I haven't messed up, you have to start saying stuff to me then.
All right.
Not when I mess up. Who wants to
hear? I don't know how... All right.
Yeah, you do. You can see when I'm losing weight. I usually have to tell you. Can you tell I'm losing weight? Can you tell? You know that's me. Right. If you start catching me as it's happening and I don't have to say anything, I'm going to be like, you see it? You see? You see? I'm going to eat a cucumber instead of this burger that I really want. So, we kind of went off topic a little bit. But I do. I want a therapist and a life coach. Or just a therapist that's really good at life coaching this year.
I handle all this.
Yes. Help me figure out why I'm broken. Help me fix this. Because I feel like I can do it. I just am not doing it right. Okay, so what is a talent that you... real quick, you guys, just in case you all are wondering, why are they so disjointed? We've been having technical difficulties.
Yes, that like we one are, after another.
If you're watching this, you've already seen that there's been technical difficulties because there's parts of the image that are not even there. But we're good now.
If you're listening, it may sound a little off from time to time.
Yeah, because it's
like
just
the topic, and we're trying to pick up right where we left off.
Right. So, anyways, we're back on board now. So the next question is, what is a talent that you wish you had? A talent or a skill that you wish you had that you don't currently have?
I'm going to let you take that one first. I got to think about that.
A skill that I wish I had is I wish that I... This is very shallow, but I'll get to a better one. I wish I could play the piano. I wish I just had better... Just a little better music skills. Like, I can sing. I can harmonize. I don't have the vocal... agility that some people have, like people who can do riffs and runs all over the place. I don't have that.
No, I can do it.
Shut up. But I do wish that I could play the piano. I feel like that would open up. I don't know why I think that would just open up so many doors, because piano players are priceless. Like,
but that's what they do all the time, is play piano. You ain't great sitting nobody's nothing and play piano all day when you're working on your own thing.
Right. No, but some people can just play the piano. It's not that they play it every day, all day.
Yeah.
I just want to be
able to. Oh, you just want to be able to.
Yes. I feel like it's a great...
So you could just end up with a massive grand piano somewhere in this house that don't fit. No. And won't get played because you're busy doing your business stuff.
But a part of my own thing is the music part of me. Like, our intro is fire because I wrote a whole goddamn old song. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there are skills that I have that are very limited because... My music skills are limited because of the fact that I cannot create certain parts of music. And I just wish I had that little, just a little bit of skill set. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
No, nothing wrong with it.
Another shallow one. I wish I was a better non-recipe cook. I'm good with a recipe. I won't know if it's going to taste good until after I cook it, because I'm using someone else's recipe and their taste buds might be different than mine. But I'm not the type that can just look at seasoning and be like, that and that and that and that and that together are going to make something phenomenal. I can't. There are people who are good. Those are people who create recipes. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh yeah, if I do this sauce with this sauce, if I create this little marinade and put it on some duck or something, it's just going to bring out the undertones. I don't know that. So if I'm not willing to, or don't feel like finding a recipe for the day, we're going to be eating the same type of thing that I know I can cook well, unless I'm willing to go off a recipe. That gets very boring. I feel bad for my children, but I also don't want to be cooking soul food all the time and have them end up with, you know, diabetes or high blood pressure. So it's just like, what do I know is healthy?
Yeah, because Angel, brown rice. When Angel wants to cook something, it is off the hook.
Thank you.
Like, and a lot of like some of the stuff is like, this ain't something we supposed to be eating every week. Like, he's like, Angel makes these salmon croquettes. And I will eat myself sick.
You will. It makes me so happy.
And she was like, why'd you eat all of them? Like, I'm full, can't eat no more. I'm like, give me 45 minutes. I'm going to go back in there and finish things.
I'm going to make some space.
But other than that, though, like, she'll just be like, oh, you can tell when she just threw something on the stove just because she can't let it starve.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much. Like, I get tired of it just being, okay, brown rice, you know, with garlic and vegetables.
That brown rice and garlic, that rice you be fixing is good.
Yeah,
she thinks it's nothing. I'm like, no, that like is usually is the bedding of something else. But I'm like, I will eat just that rice. That rice is good. Well, it got flavor to it. Like it's
you
don't run into that a lot. A lot of times it's just steamed rice and it's like no flavor whatsoever.
But you know, like when obviously this is stupid. I'm not a restaurateur. I'm not a chef. But when you go to restaurants and you see a bunch of healthy options,
that they all have healthy, a lot. Though.
But I mean, you just have to remove a couple of things and it would be healthy. Yeah. But like you see a bunch of like options and different flavors. I'm like, how did they know to put that flavor in that? That was such a smart choice. And I get frustrated when I get in the kitchen and we end up with.
Turn out like it.
it's just like bland. It's baked chicken, steamed vegetables,
that
and shrimp
etouffee, delicious.
That's because it was a recipe that I followed. That's what I'm saying. I'm a great recipe cook, especially if I find a good recipe. But as far as in creating from my own mind and just throwing some stuff together and it turning out like, hey,
I'm good. I'm only with meat. I'm good with that, which I'm pulling more and more away from. But like when I get on the grill, I can just nothing that I actually tried to do. I guess it's just kind of genetic. Like it just bred in me because a lot of men in my family like to cook.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly, actually, Daddy used to like to cook too. But when I get on the grill, like I could just be like, "Oh, I want this to taste like this type of flavoring," and just come up with some stuff in the kitchen and achieve it. And I guess it's something I never thought about. That's like kind of comes natural.
Yeah, you just gotta. It's not everybody can do, and yeah. I'm not one of those people.
Well, you said just because you're judging yourself off what you think you're capable or what you have done in the past and capable of, because you are a good cook.
Yeah, I'm not a bad cook. I'm just not a good make it up cook. I have
so you wanna
all
be able to just
seasonings.
Like have that. Yeah, she does.
I have all the seasonings.
We got these
I don't
fancy
know which
season. I'm like, what is this?
It's from me getting it for a recipe. But if I'm not cooking that recipe, I don't know then how to use it after.
I remember we was in our apartment and we went grocery shopping one time and we walked out. I think we spent almost $200 and it wasn't nothing but seasoning and condiments. I'm like, what? Where's the food at? I was so mad. I was like, we spent all that money, all these glass bottles of crap that I can't just eat. Like, what is this stuff?
So, what skill or talent?
I wasn't sure what you was trying to get at when you asked that. Other than the things that I said I, you know, deplore about myself, like reversing those, and I think I may be much better than what I am, but I wish I was a better artist, like making stuff with my hands.
You wish you had art skills, more art skills.
Yeah, more art skills, like with woodworking and stuff. And it's very possible that I'm a lot better than what I know I am. I just don't have the tools to find out.
You don't have the time.
Tools and time. Because I can look at like a piece of wood or something and be like, you know what? If I were to take that and do this and do that to it, it would look like this. Mm-hmm. And I plan on getting into that a little bit with our den because I'm swapping out that floor and I'm getting rid of that entertainment center. I'm putting up shelves and I want to do something really artistic with the shelves around the TV.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll get to test that a little bit. However, it won't be that extravagant because like I said, I don't have the time or a lot of the tools that you need to do that. But that's one thing I do.
Isn't it frustrating when it's a skill or talent that you want that is not, there are some people who are born with certain talents and you just like, I'll never have that. But when it's a talent that you know all it takes is some training.
Yeah.
That is so frustrating.
Training your time. Yeah. It's like.
That is so frustrating. Like, I know I can learn how to play the piano if I went and had the training.
I think you would learn that quick.
I would be able to
speak. You already have an ear.
Yes, and I've played. I knew how to play the viola.
It only takes one instrument. They always say it only takes one instrument as a gateway, and other things come naturally.
It just like the
guitar. I wish I knew how to play the guitar a lot better. That was the first instrument I picked up to learn how to play.
Those type of things frustrate me when I know it's all about just getting trained to do it, and then because
when I was like taking lessons, and when I did have time to sit down and do it, like I would go back the next week. He'd be like, oh, wow. I would always impress the instructor. Like, you have really been at this. He was like, you picking up on this quick. But then when I didn't do it, it's like, he'd be like, you hadn't been practicing
it at all. But there are certain skills that I don't even care. It's funny. The things that I don't really care to have that's like talent wise are things that I think you're born with. Like, for instance, graphic design, being able to see spatial things, like people who are really good photographers, they're able to see the space and know how to like lay things out in a way. That's not something I can do. And it's not something I want to be able to do. That's something I feel like you're kind of born with, being able to see certain things a certain way. Like, there are people who can design a shirt and it look great first. Like, their concept is great. Mine is not going to be, like, the idea might be okay, but, like, I don't have the vision. So, like, things like becoming a better artist, as far as a visual artist, is not something I ever cared to be able to do. Because I feel like either you got it or you don't.
Yeah.
Like, you, yes, you can get better with training, but if you don't already have that seed in you, whatever. I just ain't going to be able to do it. I'm fine with that.
You just good. Like, no, that ain't something I need.
Yeah. No, I am A-okay with not being able to do something else that I wish I could do is speak Spanish fluently. Again, something that I can make happen if I had time.
Foreign language.
Oh, that pisses me off. That there's just so much stuff if I just had the time. But with four kids, who got time? Who got time?
Yeah.
Who got time?
People are like, you can always find the time. Shut up. You ain't got kids.
Other skill or talent that I wish I had. I wish I was way more frugal. And I am frugal, just in the wrong goddamn way. I wish I was frugal to the point where saving money was easy. I feel like I'm saving money how I spend, but I'm not saving money on how I save. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Like, yeah, I see what you're saying.
Like, oh yeah, we save money by buying a house in this city versus another city.
Yeah, that city.
But where's the money that I saved? You know what I'm saying? Like that.
Because we would be spending that, so that's what we're saving on.
Do you have another talent? I'm surprised you didn't mention being an actual singer.
Oh, I wish I was a better singer, but it ain't something that I'm like, oh, I wish I had that talent, because I'd be annoying.
Would
like
you be?
I don't know, I mean, if I had like with the procrastination thing coming to play, if like I had a really good voice and I wanted to be an artist. Because I think if I could sing, I got enough charisma to be an artist. I think I'm weird enough to be an artist and be successful.
You would be obnoxious. I don't know if I would buy into you.
You sitting there just doing riffs and just little hums all day.
I'd be just looking at you like, ugh, he gets on my nerves.
Right now, I love singing.
Yes, like, with his limited ability.
I love the sound of my voice when I sing.
Do you?
Yeah, when I sing to myself, as long as I ain't listening to a recording. Now, if you go back and let me hear myself sing, I probably hate it more than I hate hearing myself talk. Because I don't know if y'all know, I can't even listen to the podcast. I hate the sound of my voice. It's like, that's what them people are listening to. That's disgusting. But when I'm like in the truck by myself saying, I'm like, shh, you can't tell me nothing. I'll be serenading people beside me in traffic. You welcome.
Another really random skill set. I wish I could do my makeup better. I know a lot of y'all compliment when my makeup looks nice, and it does. It does look like okay, but sometimes I wish I could just beat my face, because y'all know makeup artists are expensive. Yeah.
They get more and more popular because social media and everybody's narcissistic trends is just putting themselves. They gotta always look pretty and perfect.
I know it, but luckily today I am barefaced, no eyelashes. Dear God, I am A-okay with it.
And you're cute. Yeah.
Thank you.
Y'all see that? Y'all see the cheesy
smile?
That's how
you keep me eating right. So what's something you would want to change in me?
Nothing.
I wish you weren't a liar.
Wouldn't change a damn thing.
I wish you were more truthful person.
Now, it's changed, and it gets deeper the longer we together. Because before, you know, when we first got together, it's like, I wish you would change your wardrobe options.
Oh, my gosh. Truly. I told you, he wants me to dress like I'm a goddamn old CEO of something.
Then later on, and more recently, it's like, oh, I wish you were a neater. And now it's just like, no, I wish you were better at achieving what you want. Because if you achieve what you want, you're happier. And now I see that that would actually benefit me as far as like what I would want to change about you. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
Yes. What I would want to change about you is something that you say you want to change about yourself. Actually, it goes a little bit deeper than that. But your procrastination spirit, this is something I just found out about my husband. Somebody asked me recently on Instagram, have I always been assertive or have I ever been any other way? And I used to be what I thought was passive aggressive. I was passive aggressive, but in the sense of I was more on the passive side than I was aggressive, where I would let people kind of take advantage of me and walk all over me, and in a sense, not really voicing how I felt or on occasion being a little too aggressive back when I have had enough. But I read an article. Now, no telling if this article was good, but it was talking about
studies all wrong.
Actually, like how to know if someone is passive aggressive, and it described you more than it described me. But this is the way that it did. This was one of the big things that stood out is when someone is, what's the word that we've just been saying, procrastinates, it's actually showing in certain instances that they actually don't want to do the thing, but instead of just saying they don't want to do it, they just are like slow for doing it. So for instance, this is what I'm specifically referring to. It's not as bad now. When it would come to us getting ready for church or certain events that are my events to go to, my husband will take forever to get ready.
Stretching. Finding other stuff to do.
Or like, I'll be like, okay.
What you doing? You know, the line board wouldn't start. So I just went out there to make sure them spark plugs was good.
Or it'd be like, all right, we got like 30 minutes left. So I'm thinking we all good. He's finished. He's finished doing something. He'd be like, no, I was going to shave and shower. What? What do you mean?
And no, I didn't want to go to them plays. No.
But that I realized, I said, oh, now I see what this is. I see it's him kind of having his way without having his way, which is just taking his time, knowing that it's going to make us late without like just doing it. So that's one thing. You're not, like I said, especially with church, because church is now someplace that you want to be. You notice you get to church earlier now.
Yeah, I wake up earlier.
You see? You see how easy that was to change? And before it'd be like, I get all the kids ready. And then I'd watch him piddle around. Or I would get, as I was on praise team or the choir, and I'd have to be there early, I would get all the kids ready. And all he would have to do is get their shoes on and you know, get himself ready. He come in 45 minutes late. What happened? Couldn't find them boys' shoes.
No, that was all for real. Like, that might, I see what you're getting at, but them goddamn shoes, because a lot of times I'm like, y'all just going to be barefoot. Because... And I have,
but it wasn't every single time, though. Like,
I'm a majority saying, of the time.
So you see?
You see how strict I am with their shoes now?
No, I don't. I don't see it.
Oh, I am. Like, we have these two baskets when you walk into the house, and it's meant for a guest to put their shoes. Well, guests can't have to put their shoes on the floor because these baskets is full of Angel shoes and the kids.
Yeah.
So I would go dump them baskets out looking for matching pairs of shoes and can't find any. Where are the shoes at? Check the room. Check the closet. Shoes ain't nowhere to be found. And then miraculously, they show up somewhere. One might be in the garage. One might be outside.
No, like, it's usually the kitchen or the den, or they're under their bed.
And it's like, really? So literally, that would suck up like 30 minutes, like looking for shoes. But I see what you can say.
You see what I'm saying. Yeah. That's one thing that I would
change. But when I said the shoes, that was a real problem. Like, but granted, I may have been...
Exactly. Look, I may have been,
if I was supposed to be there at, let's say I was supposed to be there at 11, I was probably going to show up about 11:25, 11:30.
See?
Them shoes would push us to 11:45, 12 o'clock.
So he already had tacked on
30 minutes. Yeah, my original 25 to 30 minutes was legit, was it for procrastination?
Passive aggressiveness.
But them other, the next 30 minutes... to 45 was them goddamn shoes. Or somebody getting dirty, pissing on themselves.
Oh my goodness. So yes, I love, like, but I'm now seeing, for instance, I have been pushing my husband about man shit and being like, dude, you need to plug it more. You need to plug it. And his excuse was, I need to make more because I don't want people to order and then I not have any. And I'm like, or people can order and then you just have to hurry up and make some.
Yeah, like, but yeah, this ain't like hurry up and make it. It's like, no, because a lot of the ingredients I use will go bad. Mm-hmm. So there was a time factor in that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I needed to push it more. But it was one of those, which not staring from your point, but it was one of those where I would, I was looking for a way to make a synthetic, make it
preserver.
More. A preserver. Meaning I may have to use synthetics and I didn't want to do that. But I'm like, that's the only way to mass produce anything to make mm-hmm. it sellable, like the brand itself sellable if I right. wanted to do that eventually. So that's what I was researching. So that pushed me back a little bit.
Right, right. No, and I understood your logic, so I wasn't trying to throw your logic out the window. However, I realized in my own entrepreneurship that I would make excuses that would not mean a hill of beans if there was nothing there. You know mm. what I'm saying? If there was nothing to actually promote, I could talk all day about my concept and what I'm researching concept-wise, but that is not equal dollars. So yeah. It's nice to see you on your own, not me, on your own, like being like, nah, let me go ahead and make this stuff. Let me go ahead and push this. You got on your man shit hat. Let me go ahead and plug this.
Because I was fine. I'm like, orders is coming in. I'm good.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. I'm like, no, I need more orders coming in.
Right, exactly. Because that the procrastination will kill so many dreams. And I know there's so many in you. There were dreams that died with window a little bit. That you all had, and I'm just like, no, like, I don't want us to, we're not getting no younger. The time is going to keep moving, and I don't want us to look back and be like, I could have, you know, just did that until everything was perfect, or, you know what I'm saying, so.
But it would be the same things I would change with you, though, like the same exact things. Because, like, I hear... Like Angel, like, and that's one of the things, that was another trigger point. It wasn't even an argument. It was like me getting my point proven by seeing her, having her realize what somebody else did and that she was already on the verge of doing or talking about doing. Mm-hmm. It's like whether it was, you know, writing a show or creating, you know, creating something or starting this new thing. Like I should start doing this, let's doing that and talk about it for months and months and months,
and then
next thing you know, it's like so and so got this, and they're getting recognized for A, B, and C. It's like, did you tell them your idea? Because they're doing exactly what you said you've been saying you're gonna do.
Jessica Rose of She Really Had a Baby said that she read somewhere that dreams and ideas, like artistic ideas, they do not die; they just move on to another person.
Yeah. It's a vibration. It's a, yeah.
And I was like, God dang it. I done vibrated a lot of things to a lot of people.
No, it's an energy. It's like a people that vibe. It's this book. It says it in a lot of books. People that even well-known, successful people in like the music industry or movie or just famous people whatsoever, they will, if they're all doing movies at the same time, a lot of times they'll call and vibe together because it's like, yeah, they're all getting the same energy. They're all having the same ideas because they're mentally linking up because they know each other.
Yeah.
And thoughts and all that stuff, they're starting to see more and more, especially people that, you know, study, you know, within and everything, study these energies and everything. They realize, no, thoughts are in a way a physical thing that move around. Like when you have a thought, they say, you know, what you think you put out into the universe. Mm-hmm. If you have, you're feeling a certain way, people feel that energy. That's because it's transferred. Mm-hmm. So when you come up with these ideas, especially when we sit in here, we talk about it, you tell your friends about it, I want to do this, and you start writing stuff down. But there's, because I always thought like, no, Asia, you like the idea of doing, I used to say, you like the idea of doing that, but you ain't actually doing it. But it was that, you know, the spirit of procrastination.
Yeah.
But it does feel like on many occasions it's been, no, Angel, you've talked about this so much and made it such a strong concept that somebody else got that from you.
Like somebody took it.
Like you've been holding it there and throwing that ball around and somebody else, oh, let me get that ball.
Like,
from
that
you.
Looks like a good idea.
Because even now, like Angel's sitting on like three or four different ideas. I'm like, that is dope. Because I told her, I was like, that one idea that you have, I want to start helping you write that. Like, I don't know how to write, but I know I can punch up something to make a situation entertaining. Or, yeah. maybe if this happened, and then she could figure out a way to write it.
You know what we're going to do? We're not going to have the spirit of procrastination. I'm going to put it in my phone. We're going to come up with a time and date for us to sit down and have a writing session.
All right.
On that.
Don't talk about it. Do it. Write it.
Put it in your phone. We got to look at our phones.
Hell with that phone.
We got to come up with a date, don't we? One last thing that in both of us, it just manifests in different ways that I would change. I would change my internal judgment clock, judgment mentality, and I would change, and you've already started changing it, praise God, the spirit of complaining. I feel like I self-judge. That's me complaining about stuff that I do.
Mm-hmm.
And then you outer judge things that other people are doing. I would change that about. It's a, you know, the only reason why, even though I do think constructive criticism is necessary. It's the whole iron sharpens iron. Like that's like you need the friction in order to be sharpened.
As iron sharpens iron, so shall another person sharpen another.
Right. So yeah. While that is necessary, I don't like the negativity of my internal judgment and sometimes negativity of your external complaining. And this is the only reason why I say this is because if nothing is going to change because of the thoughts that I'm having or the things that you're saying, I'm like, what are we feeding then? Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's something that I am trying not to do. Like, there's certain stuff that we shoot that I'll be looking at and I'll be like, just judging it in my head. And I'm like, unless I'm about to reshoot this and make it better, I need to let go of whatever the heck it is that I'm thinking, chop it together and put it out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Same thing with him judging his Eddie Winslow moment. You complaining about it ain't going to change it. It's not going to be. No, I'm not changing it. It can change.
You're just not going to. Therefore,
you're feeding into negativity.
Yeah, it's going to get fed into. Every time somebody comments, saying, look at Eddie Winslow, you're going to hear my voice.
I love it. It's such a good moment. Okay, guys. So, I want to know, what is something that you would change about yourself? What is something that you just like, dear God, or a talent that you've always wanted that you just like the Lord wouldn't give it to you? Or that you just didn't have time to make in yourself. Let us know in the comments of wherever you're listening.
And what's a talent or something that comes natural to you?
Yeah.
That you love.
Listen, let us know. Yeah. We want to work with people who are talented. So let us know if you got a talent that we can use. Come on, Jesus. All right, here's the comment of the day. It's from Cassandra Ward. Or is it Cassandra? That's one of them names where you just like, how you say
especially
it?
Especially they're going to correct you.
Mm-hmm. Gabrielle, all these names that have like, they spell the exact same. Yeah. It's just like, y'all need to come up with a symbol.
Aaron. that's a dig at one of our friends.
She don't watch the podcast, so she'll never see it. I might just make a clip and just send it to her for her to see. All right. She says, Happy New Year's, family. Excited for the weekly podcast and story time. And Marcus, yes, you all are great at storytelling. I pray you feel better soon. Yep. No more stress. Just keep trusting and seeking God. Angel, I admire and love the nurture in you. As a strong woman, a modern day Proverbs 31:10 and 31 virtuous wife. Thank you, girl. And Marcus, a man of valor, a modern day Boaz in the book of Ruth. Your story might not be the same as theirs, but it is beautiful. And your relationship may not be perfect, but you all are striving to be your best. It's great how you all have grown and continue to grow. I pray God's continual blessings, prosperity, and growth. Much love. You guys.
Thank you, Cassandra. Cassandra, appreciate that.
Thank you so much.
We really appreciate that. Thank you.
I don't think we'll have a comment of the day for our next podcast because we're literally about to shoot it, so we don't have a new comment. But so we'll put something else in that segment. But thank you for that comment, and we'll do comment of the day as often as we possibly can in this podcast. So you guys, remember, this is a weekly podcast. Come back next Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Check out another podcast.
Yeah, check us out, y'all.
We also are uploading Monday through Fridays on YouTube. So Monday, you get a vlog. Tuesday, you'll get a sketch. Wednesday, you'll get a podcast. Thursday, you'll get Mommy Confessions. And then on Friday, another God daggone vlog. Look at all this. I mean, so much I'm giving you.
Come on, y'all.
And then Marcus is over there doing tank talks on his IG. Yeah. So make sure you're following him. Up, and Marcus ain't on the gram as well as Marcus ain't on the book.
Follow me at That Chick Angel across all platforms, and follow Is This Gonna Cause an Argument on IG, and I'll let y'all know when the Facebook page is live as well.
Absolutely. We'll holler at y'all next week. Thank you for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed it.
Bye.